Mario Uribe is a busy artist in Sonoma County, a lot of his own work. He works with ArtStart, and he's recently been deeply involved in some neighborhood upgrades in the South A Street area where his studio is. Tell us about that project.
Well, it's on Art Alley, which is a short little alleyway between South A Street and Santa Rosa Avenue. There are over 40 artists in this neighborhood, and we try to put art on the walls or in as many places as we can. And this new mural is on the facade of the Backstreet Gallery and Studios. It's about maybe 12 by 50 feet, and it's a reproduction of Picasso's Guernica painting, which is one of my favorites. I used to spend a lot of time sitting in front of it in New York when it was at the Museum of Modern Art, and I think it's appropriate for the times. The mural speaks about the consequences and the grief that goes with war, and there's so much of that going on that I thought it's just another reminder that we need. Plus, it was a great opportunity for ArtStart apprentices to draw the same lines.
So how did you go about getting it drawn and put in place?
Well, the image, of course, is readily available for anyone, and we printed a large transparency of it, and we actually projected and drew the main lines of the painting, and then we brought kids and scaffolding, and then we just started painting and refining it. It took about 2 weeks to finish it.
And you're having a dedication on Friday?
Yeah, this Friday at 7 o'clock. We're having a dedication, talking a little bit about it, honoring the kids who worked on it. And then we're showing a film by Picasso called The Mystery of Picasso, which is a great film that shows Picasso working. It's about an hour and a half. And all the artwork that Picasso does on the film, he did expressly for the film, and then it was destroyed. So it isn't art that exists in a museum anywhere, only in this film. And it's fascinating.
What kind of an experience was it for the kids who participated? How many of them and how old?
They're ages 15 to 21. There was a kind of a rotating crew. Basically, there were three kids that worked on it the whole time, and other young people would come in and out, depending on how they were doing with their other projects.
Let's talk a little bit about murals in general. This is a form of public art that seems to be flowering around Santa Rosa, Sonoma County right now.
Well, I hope so. It's a great way to put public art on the walls inexpensively. They're not meant to be permanent. Murals are temporary, but if you take good care of them and you use good paint, they could last 30, 40 years.
And you've also been involved in another fairly public piece of mural art, the Andy Lopez piece in Roseland.
That's right. I had the opportunity. I've been involved as an advisor to committees, a healing task force that was set up by the county after the incident. And I knew the community was coming to the meetings, and there was so much grief and pain in what they were saying, and they were so upset and frustrated, and nothing had been happening. And I got the idea to do this mural, and I knew that someone was willing to fund something like this, and we did it. It was an ArtStart project. Again, ArtStart kids worked on it. It was my design, and we installed it last week, and we're dedicating it next Friday, the 19th. It's situated right in the heart of Roseland in front of the Dollar Tree store, so it'll be very visible, and I'm not sure how long it'll be there because the parking lot and the buildings there are coming down. They're already beginning demolition, but it'll be there for a few months, I think.
Well, Mario, thanks for all you do to beautify our area, and appreciate your time talking with us now.
You're welcome.